Today's Shir is Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Gimel, and we begin on Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis Eight Lots from the bottom. Reb Elezer Omer. In our previous Shir, we began the Perek with the Perek teaching us that Avodah Zarah is Metama, and we have so far learned that when the Torah speaks about the Tumah of Avodah Zarah, which, as we discussed in yesterday's shiur, is really based on asmachtas, there are two asmachtas, the two psukim that really speak about the tumah avodah zarah, at least by asmachta. One is the pasuk that compares avodah zarah to tumah sheretz, and one is a pasuk that seems to compare avodah zarah to tumah snida. We therefore had Rava explain the machloikis of Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, to what degree is there tumah by Avodah Zarah? How do we compare Avodah Zarah to these different other tumas? And Rava said, everybody agrees that Avodah Zarah is metame tumas masa because it's compared to tumas nida, and tumas nida is metame tumas masa. The machloikus is that by tumas nida, by tumas zov, there's also a tumah called evin mesama, which we explained extensively in our previous shir. And now the gemara is, and that's the question according to Rava, that according to Rekiva, it is metama evin mesama as well, and the rabbanon hold that it's not metama tumas evin mesama. The other question was, what about tumas avrim? What happens if the part, if the avodah zarah, if it's made up of parts, are dismantled? What is the halacha there? Says the Gemara, to teach us that man nida, there's no tumas avrim. If an avr of a nida chas v'shalom is this detached, there's tumas avrim and a chai, but not tumas nida. So too by Avodah Zarah. And according to Rabbi Kiva, the way we learned in yesterday's shir, this is an open question. According to Rabbah, according to Rabbi Kiva, what will be the status of Tumas Avrim by Avodah Zarah? The Gemara begins today's shir with a different interpretation, a different version of how to learn the Machloikis of Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Elazar says, when we speak about Evin Mesama, the Kula Alma, everybody is in agreement, the Loi Metama, that Avodah Zarah is not Metama Evin Mesama. Why? Because Avodah Zarah is compared to Sheretz, and by Sheretz, there is no Tumas Evin Mesama. Ki Pligi, when do we have a question? B'masa. Is Avodah Zarah Metama Tumas Masa? In other words, right away we see that Rabbi Elazar has a much more lenient interpretation of this Machlaikus. The Machlaikus is regarding Tumas Masa. Rabbi Kiva says Avodah Zarah is compared to Nida. Ma Nida is Metama Tumas Masa. Avodah Zarah is Metama Tumas Masa. Rabbanan Savri, where Rabbanan hold, on the other hand, that we compare Nida to Sheretz. A mass Sheretz does not have Loi Metama Masa, just like Sheretz doesn't have Tumas Masa. Af Avodah Zarah Loi Metama Masa, so too Avodah Zarah doesn't have a Tumas Masa. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're learning, Rabbi Kiva, Lamai Hilchas Iskus L'Sheretz. So when the Torah connects Tumas Avodah Zarah to Tumas Sheretz regarding what halacha, answers the Gemara, L'masham Sheho, regarding the accessories of the Avodah Zarah, that, as we explained in yesterday's shir as well, since the Masham Sheho, the accessories of the Avodah Zarah, are a lower level Tumah than the Avodah Zarah itself, so there, Rabbi Kiva will agree that the Meshamsheh of the Avodah Zarah only have Tumah like a Sheretz, and not tuma like a nida, they will not have tumas masa. Ask the Gemara, Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, that are essentially comparing avodah zarah to sheretz. It's not matam, the avodah zarah itself is not matam tumas masa. So lemay hilchas iskish lanida. So regarding what halacha does the Torah connect avodah zarah to nida? Answers the Gemara, ma nida ein lavarim. As we said in our introductory remarks to the shir, there is no tumas avarim by a nida, because a nida, if an aver of an nida chas v'shalom gets detached, there's tumas avarim and a chai, but there is no tumas nida. Af avodah zarah, so too will be the halacha by avodah zarah, that if the avodah zarah gets detached, ein lavarim, there is no tumah on those evarim. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, and according to Rabbi Kiva, lemay hilchas iskish lanida, regarding what halacha have we compared according to Rabbi Lazar, according to Rabbi Kiva, avodah zarah to nida, to teach us the halacha of tumas masa. That just like this tumas masa by a nida, so too this tumas masa by avodah zarah. Ask the Gemara, the way we're learning now, avodah zarah has really all of the attributes. Avodah zarah has really all of the attributes of nevela. It's metama metumas masa, and it's not metama evim mesama. So the question is, instead of comparing it to nida, and also to sheretz, to say that it's somewhat like a nida and somewhat like a sheretz, why don't we just say that it's like a nevela? Because this is exactly the din of a nevela. Because the halacha by a nevela is that it's metama tumas masa, and it's not metama tumas ever masama. Wouldn't have that been a much better way to learn? And look shel nevela, and we would have a perfect comparison that gives us the exact picture of what tumas avodah zarah is. Answers the Gemara, and a chanami. You're right. We could have learned it from nevela. So why did the Torah choose to teach us the tumah of avodah zarah from nida, and then we need to modify that it's not completely like a nida? Because to teach us the din of man nida ein leivarim, as we just said, there's no tumas nida when it detaches. Af avodah zarah, when the avodah zarah is broken up, ein leivarim, there is no tumah on the avodah zarah. Ask the Gemara, Elohada by Rav Chama Baguria. We're going to have a shir in today's shir still. Rav Chama Baguria asking us the question: avodah zarah yeshna lavarim or ena lavarim? Is there tumas avarim when the avodah zarah is broken up? Tifshalat baha. So we already have the answer to the question. Bain l'Rabbanan and Bain l'Rabbi Kiva. We have to answer the question both according to the opinion of Rabbi Kiva and both according to the opinion of the Rabbanan. That everybody agrees that in Levarim, the way we've described, everybody's agreeing that there is no Tumas Avarim there is no Tumas Avarim. So what, according to whom was Rabbi Chama Baguria asking the question? If we have the answer according to everyone, says the Gemara, we must say that Chama Baguria Kirava Masni, like we said at the beginning of the shir today and the end of yesterday's shir, that according to Rabbi's interpretation of the Machloikis, we don't know what Rabbi Kiva will hold by Tumas Avarim by avodah zarah, and that is Rabbi Chama Baguria's question, or boy, leave the Rabbi Kiva, and he's asking that question according to Rabbi Kiva. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, there's a braisa that says as follows: avodah zarah kisheretz. Avodah zarah is treated like tumas sheretz. Misham shehel, its accessories are treated like tumas sheretz. Rabbi Kiva says in this braisa that avodah zarah is treated like a nida, and its misham shehel are treated like sheretz. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Alei Rabbi Lazar, according to Rabbi Lazar's interpretation of their machloikis, the machloikis is fantastic. Because according to this price is understandable. The machlokes of the Chachamim and Rabbi Kiva is of avoid the Zorah is matam b'masa, and therefore the words of the Braisa are very understandable in explaining the machlokes of Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. However, asked the Gemara, El Rabba, that holds that both according to the Chachamim and both according to the Chachamim and Rabbi Kiva, avoid the Zorah is matam b'tumas masa. The only machloikis between them, according to Rabba, is it also matama, tumas evin misama, kasha. The Braisa is difficult to understand. Here the Braisa says that avoda zara is like a sheretz. And sheretz is not matama, but masa. Amalach Rabba, so answers Rabba, ki alima masnisin. Is this any stronger? Is the Braisa any more difficult than the words of the Mishnah? The Tani, yesterday we quoted a Mishnah that says, Eitz of Avnov Vafarov Metamika Sheretz. We said that's compared to a Sheretz. And how do we explain that? If according to Rabbah, everybody agrees that Avoid the Zorah has a din like a Nida, that's Metamba Masa. So we explained that it's compared to a sheretz, the loy matama b'ever mesama, that there is no tumas ever mesama b'sheretz, and rechacham hold there also is no tumas ever mesama b'avoda zara hachinami. So that's what we're going to explain here as well. That when the Braisa says that it's compared to a sheretz, it doesn't mean that it's compared to a sheretz that it's not matama. B'masa, of course, at this point, the Gemara is saying it is matamba b'masa. Rather, what is it coming to teach us? It's coming to teach us that it's like a sheretz, that just like a sheretz is not matamba tumas evin misama, so too is avoda zara not matamba tumas evin misama. So that was asked the Gemara another question on the opinion of Rabbah. Meisvei, there's another Braisa. The Braisa says, Nochri v'nochris, avoy de zoro umisham sheha, hein dea tamei v'loya Satan. If somebody carried them, there's no tumas hesed. And for the purpose of today's shir, tumas hesed is really tumas masa. Rekivaymer, hein ve'y Satan. They are tamei, and they have tumas masa. So says the Gemara, Bishlam l'Rabbi Lazar, according to Rabbi Lazar's interpretation of the machloikus of Chacham and Rabbi Kiva, where the machloikus is there tumas masa b'avoda zara or not? Nicha. That's exactly what this price is telling us. That there's a machloikus, Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, if there's tumas masa b'avoda zara. However, ask the Gemara, El Rabba, according to Rabba, Kasha, the Braisa says that avoda zara is not metama tumas masa, and according to the Chachamim. And Rabbi said that Rabbi Kiva and even the Chachamim hold that avoda zara is metama tumas masa. Amlach Rava, so Rava, in trying to reconcile this Braisa with his interpretation of the Machloikis, says tosh ul-tameich, and according to you, is this Braisa so understandable? The Braisa began saying, Nochris v'nochri v'nochris, that we said, Hain, they are Tomei v'loi Satan. There's no Tumas Masa by a Nochri v'nochris. Asks Rava, is that indeed correct? V'tanya, the Braisa says, the Pasuk says, Dabra b'nei Yisrael, this is the Pasuk that teaches us the Halacha of Ziva, and the Pasuk says, Dabra b'nei Yisrael, and the Pasuk to the Chachazal teach us that the Pasuk is teaching us, B'nei Yisrael Matam B'ziva, there's Tumas Ziva by B'nei Yisrael, Ve'en Nachrim Matam B'ziva. But there is no Tumas Ziva Midaraisa by non-Jews. Avol Gozru, Chazal told us, Avol Gozru Lehem Sheyikah Zovim L'chol Devarim, that they are treated like Zovim. And if they're treated like Zovim, the halach is that just like a Zov is metama all the tumas masa, etc. So too is the din by an akum. So now the question is, how could the brisa possibly said? How can we understand this brisa that says there's no tumas ziva, or at least there's no tumas masa by akum? Here it says clearly that Chazal did give such a tumah. Ella, we must say that this brisa sort needs to be modified, needs to be understood. And Rava Matarasal Tamei, so once we're sort of reinterpreting this brisa, Rava will explain the brisa in a way that'll be consistent with his opinion. And he's going to say as follows, Nochri v'nochris, Hain, they have tumas ziva, v'siton, and then, and there's tumas masa, v'evin m'sam shalhem, and there's even tumas evin m'sama, like there is by all zovim. And once Chazal said that they should be treated like a zov, they're treated completely like a zov. That means there's even tumas evin m'sama. Avodah Zorah, when we speak about Avodah Zorah, he, it's tamei, v'seito, there's tumas masa by Avodah Zorah. Avloi evin m'sama shalah, there is no tumas evin m'sama according to the Rabbanan. And Rekiva is even stricter, that Avodah Zorah, it's Tomei, Haseita, the Tumas Mass of Avodah Zorah is Tomei, and Evim Sam Shalom, and there's even Tumas Evim Sama by Avodah Zorah, according to Rekiva. So according to this reinterpretation of the Brisa, this modification of the words of the Brisa, it's going to follow, it's going to be able to be consistent with Rava's opinion. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Loz is going to explain this brisa according to his understanding of the machloikas of Rekiv and the Rabbanon, which again, according to his interpretation, the essence of the machloikas between Rekiv and the Rabbanon is if there's tumas masa by Avodah Zorah, tumas evim masama, everybody agrees that there isn't. And he's going to say this is the way to understand the brisa. Nochri v'nochris, Hain, they are Tomei, Vesaiton, there's Tumas Masa, Vevim Sam Shalom, there's Tumas Evim Shama, Evim Sama, because there's, according to Chazal, treated Akum to be considered like Zovim, with all of the halachas of Tuma of Ziva, Evim Sama included. Avodah Zorah, when we speak about Avodah Zorah, he, it's Tomei, Veloya Saita, there's no Tumas Masa. The opinion of the Rabbanon. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva is going to disagree. Avodah Zorah, he, it's Tamei, Veseita, and there's Tumas Masa as well by Avodah Zorah because we compare it to Anida. Ask the Gemara, Maskala Ravashi, asks Ravashi, both according to the way Rabbi is interpreting this Brisa, and both the way Rabbi Lozer is understanding this Brisa. We have a question. Why does the Brisa have to teach us Hain? The Brisa says that the Avodah Zorah and the Nochrim are Tomei. It's obvious. If they were Tomei, there would be no discussion if there's Tumas Masa, etc. You could only have Tumas Masa if something is Tomei. So the question is, why does the Brisa have to say Hain? Elam Ravashi, and every word, as we always explain, every word of a brisa is kodesh hakadoshim. Every word has to be understood. Elam ravashi achkama. Nochri v'nachris. When we speak about nochri v'nachris, bein hein shesitus acherim, whether they carried something else, bein acherim shesitu oson, whether they were carried, that are two versions of Tumas Masa. But now the Gemara is sort of drilling down. And there's two words that we've been using to describe Tumas Masa, but the Gemara is differentiating between the two words. And the Gemara is saying is, Hesed means if they carried someone else, and Masa is when they were carried. The halacha is Tameim. There's Tumah. Why? Because as we said a moment ago, Chazal said that Akum should be treated like Zovim. And once Chazal said that Akum should be treated like Zovim, Tumas Masa, Tumas Hesed, apply by all Zovim. Avodah Zorah, However, when we speak about avodah zarah, if it carried a cherim, shasita cherim, toirim. Avodah zarah is compared to sheretz to that degree that just like avodah zarah, just like sheretz doesn't have tumas avodah mesama, it doesn't have tumas hesed, so avodah zarah will not have those tumas. However, v'cherim shesitu oisoi, if somebody carried avodah zarah, what we just called tumas masa, tameim, then there is tuma. Now we'll go into this soon. Misham sheha. But when we speak about the accessories of avodah zarah, there the halach is bein hein shesitu acherim, bein achem shesitu oisam, whether it's tumas hesed or whether it's tumas masa tahirim, the tahor. Rabbi Kiva Omer, that's the opinion of the Rabbanon, according to where Rav Ashi is explaining. Rabbi Kiva Omer, nachri v'nachris v'avodah zarah, bein hein shesitu asacherim, whether there was tumas hesed or ben achirim shesitu oison or tumas masa tameim. There's nachrim are considered completely like a zov, and there's tumas hesed and tumas masa, and so too avodah zarah, according to Rabbi Kiva, is treated like a nida, and therefore there's tumas masa and tumas hesed by avodah zarah as well. However, Rabbi Kiva will agree, as we said previously, that the accessories, the mishamsheha, are always a step down. Mishamsheha, there, even though they're the mishamshem avodah zarah, and even though according to Rabbi Kiva, there is both tumas hesed and tumas masa by avodah zarah, that halacha will not apply by the mishamsheha of the avodah zarah, and there the halacha will be bein hein shesitu acherim, bein achem shesit noison, whether it's tumas hesed or tumas masa, the halacha will be that there's tahirim, that doesn't apply to the mishamsheha. Ask the Gevara, avodah zarah, bishlam achem shesitu oisa. When we speak about avodah zarah, ask the Gemara, we understand that others could carry the avodah zarah. Somebody could carry the avodah zarah, understandable. Mishkachsla. Elihi shasita sacherim, that the avodah zarah carries somebody else. Ask the Gemara, hech mishkachsla. Just tell us, how is that possible? What's this case? Answers the Gemara, Omer Rami Berei de Rav Yeva, Kirtanan. Like there's a brisa that we learn elsewhere. The Gemara uses the word ketanam, but it's actually a brisa. The brisa speaks about the following situation. Hazov bekaf mesnayim. We have a scale with two pans in the scale. If the zov is in the kaf mesnayim, v'oichle memashkin bekaf shniyah, and there's food and liquids on the other pan, korazov, if the zov weighs down his side of the scale, then the halacha is, if the zov weighs down his side of the scale, korahein, so then this tamei, because the zov caused the other side to go up, korahein, tumas masa, korahein, but if the food goes down and causes the zov to go up, so the food pushed the zov up, which we've been calling tumas hesed, which we've been calling tumas hesed, doesn't apply. Ask the Gemara, Kaman Ozla Hodatanya, ask the Gemara, there's another brisa. The brisa says, call at Tmeis HaMesitis, something, anything that put, anything, a Dover Tomei, that caused the Dover Tor to go up, there is no Tuma, it's Tahor. Chutz Meshetus Azov, besides by Azov, Shlemetzina Leichover, B'chol HaTorah Kula, that by everywhere else, we don't find this case, that the Tuma that causes something to go up, should create tuma besides by tuma zov. Lema, it seems that it won't follow the opinion the like Rabbi Kiva. It will not be consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Because as we're explaining, the Rabbi Kiva, because according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not limited to tuma zov. According to Rabbi Kiva, ikanami avodah zarah. By avodah zarah, there's also tumas hesed. Answers the Gemara, we're not obligated to say that. I feel time Rabbi Kiva. This brisa could be even consistent with Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that there is tumas hesed by avodah zarah, and this brisa seems to say there's only tumas hesed by nida and azov. Answers the Gemara, Tarnazov called a domile. Where do we know the tumah of avodah zara? As we've been discussing, we learned the tumah of avodah zara from nida and zava. So when the Braisa describes the halacha of zava nida, avodah zara is automatically included. The reason avodah zara is automatically included because I need this whole tumah emanates and is connected to the tumah ziva. So in our shiurim, in yesterday's shiur, in today's shiur, the Gemara has quoted the question that Rav Chama ben Gurya asked. By Rav Chama ben Gurya. Rav Chama ben Gurya asked the question, avodah zara yeshna la'avarim or eina la'avarim? If the avodah zara was made out of pieces, of different pieces, and those pieces got detached, is there tumas avodah zara on those pieces? At comments the Gemara. If it could easily be reassembled, says the Gemara, that isn't what Rav Chama ben Gurya is discussing. Because since it's so easily reassembled, it's considered already reattached. When is there a question? Where it's not reattachable so easily. Mai, what is the halacha? Kivin ein hedyid yochel achzira, since it's not so easily reattached, do we say command the mitrei dami? It's considered broken, and therefore it loses its status of avodah zara with all of the tumah that avodah zara brings with it. Or dilma, at the end of the day, the way we've been explaining, which is really Rashi's pshat, yes, it's made out of parts, and the parts have been detached. But the parts are still, each part is still there. And that's enough to make it be considered still whole. V'kedamri, v'kedaboyloi, lohokisa. But there are others that have the interpretation this way, as follows, in understanding Rav Chama ben Gurya's question. Hechadein hegi yochalach zero, if it can't be easily reassembled, loy tiboyloch, that it's not considered avodah zara. The command, the mitrei dami, it's considered broken. The entire question is if it's easily reassembled. Mai, what will be the halacha? Do we say, since it's easily reassembled, command the mechaber dami, it's not considered broken. Idilma, perhaps, hashtamia, at this point, kashalfa, at this point, it's not connected, it's dismantled, and therefore it should not be considered like avodah zara v'sharia. Ask the Gemara, in continuing to discuss the halacha of tumas avodah zara, boy revachdumi barami, avodah zara p'chus mikazayis. If you have an avodah zara which is less than a kazayis, mahu, what is going to be the halacha regarding the tumah avodah zara? Ask the Gemara, Maskula Rav Yosef. Ask Rav Yosef, I need to understand your question, Lamai, regarding what issue are you trying to discuss? Ilayim le'inyan esura, the halacha is that an avodah zara is also bahana. So to tell me that this is considered an avodah zara, even if it's less than a kazayis, of course it's tamei. Shlo yehei, it shouldn't be any different. Zvuv bar Akroin. The Pasuk teaches us that after Gideon was one of the Shoftim, passed away, there were many Jews who began to worship the Avodah Zorah Baal Bris. And the Braisa teaches us there was Avodah Zorah which the Pasuk says called Baal Bris, and there was another Avodah Zorah called Zvuv. And they were actually the same Avodah Zorah. Akroin was a city in Pelishtim, and they worshipped an avodah zara that looked like a zvuv, that looked like a fly. The Tanya, shlo yehei kezvuv balakrin. The Tanya, the pasuk says, v'yisimu lahem bali bris lelohim. They made this zvuv for avodah zara. Now the avodah zara is, the ekroin is certainly less than our than a sheer kazayis. Melamed, shekol echav echse asoy d'mosi rosoy, everybody made this Avodah Zarah that looked like a fly, would put it into his pocket, and as soon as they would remember this Avodah Zarah, would take it out of their pocket, hug it and kiss it. So it's certainly considered a full-fledged Avodah Zarah. Ella, the question is, what is the shear of Avodah Zarah for Hilchos Tuma? And what is the point? Do we say, Kivin the Iskus L'Sheretz, in our Sugyas, Avodah Zarah has been compared to a Sheretz, and my Sheretz, the shear of Tuma by a Sheretz, is Adasha, Avodah Zarah will also be Tomei with the shear of an Adasha. Adilma, Ha'iskus L'Meis. We also find that the Torah connects and compares Tumas Avodah Zarah to a mace. And my mace, Tumas mace, is the shear of a kezias. Af Avodah Zarah will be a kezias. And I saw that the Sefer Bechor Shor explains that if Avodah Zarah requires a tumma of a kezias, even if you'll have a number of Avodah Zarahs, that each Avodah Zarah itself doesn't have a shear kezias, and you'll put them together, it still won't be Tomei. Because each Avodah Zarah, he says, is viewed as an independent Avodah Zarah. Amar Rav Avya, Vitema Rav Bar Ula, Toshma, the Tanya, Avodah Zarah Pechusu Mikazayis, the Braisa explicitly teaches us, Avodah Zarah that's less than a Kazayis, Ein Bat Tomei Kalikar is not Tomei. Shenemar, the Pasuk describes that in the times of the king Menasha and the time of the king Amon, there was terrible Avodah Zarah in Klal Yisrael. And when Yoshiyahu became the king, he wanted to clean out, he wanted to uproot all the Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. And the Pasuk says, V'yashlech as Afra al kever b'nei am. The Pasuk says that he threw all the Avodah Zarah into the cemetery. Ma meis. So we learn from here, ma meis is b'kazayis, af Avodah Zarah b'kazayis. So the Gemara clearly teaches us that when we speak about Tumas Avodah Zarah, the shear of Tumas Avodah Zarah is a shear kazayis. At the beginning of the shear, we began with Rabbi Lazar's understanding of the machloikis of the Tumas Avodah Zarah. What are the parameters of the Tumas Avodah Zarah machloikis Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. So ask the Gemara, the Rabbanan, who according to Rabbi Lazar hold that Avodah Zarah is only Metuma Betumas Maga, like a Sheretz. L'may Hilchsa Iskus L'Sheretz. So regarding what halach is Avodah Zarah compared to a Sheretz, that it's like a Sheretz, like we just said, the Lo Metamba Memasa. But as we also said, that Avodah Zarah is compared to a Nida. Regarding what halacha are the Rabbanan applying that comparison? Says the Gemara, Deina Laivorim, that just like we said, an Anida, when an Aver gets detached from Anida, there is no Tumas Nida, so too there is no Tumas Avodah Zarah when it's detached. Lemeis, we just said that the Torah connects Avodah Zarah to a mace, the Lemetam Bekumadasha. So it's very interesting. In all of the comparisons that we've learned now, that the Torah compares Avodah Zarah to Nida, Sheretz, Mace, it's always used to teach us a kula, to teach us a leniency. Ask the Gemara, but why don't we say just the opposite? Eim l'chumra, l'may hilchus akrachman l'sheretz, maybe we should say that regarding what halacha does the Torah connect Avodah Zarah to a Sheretz, l'tmui b'kadasha, that just like a Sheretz has tumah even the size of a dasha, that so too will be Avodah Zarah. It'll be connected to Nida, that just like Nida has Tumas, Latamui Ba'ev Misama, so too will be Avodah Zarah. The Akshar Achmona Lames, that I'll have even Tumas Oil. Answers. So the Gemara's question, to say it in one sentence, is that we could compare Avodah Zarah L'Chumra, or we compare it L'Kula. Why do we compare it L'Chumra, L'Kula, and not L'Chumra? Answers the Gemara. Tumas Avodah Zarah Rabbanan hi, because this is all an asmachta, as we discussed in yesterday's shir. All of the psukim that we've connected are asmachtas, they're even pasuk that are in Navi. So since it's a derabbanan, the Gemara teaches us a rule. When we have a hekesh, which is only by a derabbanan, lekula, and you could interpret lekula, or you could interpret it lechumra, the halach is lekula makshinin. We take a more lenient approach, lechumra loy makshinin. We don't use a chumra digger interpretation. The way the Chasam Sofer and the Pnei Yeshua explain this next Mishnah. There was a halach l'Moshe Mesinai that a sfina, a boat, is not mekabel tumah, no matter what material it's made out of, as we will see in the Gemara. And ask the Mishnah, Shloima HaMelech knew this halach l'Moshe Mesinai. But Shloima HaMelech wanted to say and explain this halach l'Moshe Mesinai. And he wanted to say, Menayin l'sfina shi Torah, how did he express that a sfina is tar? Says the Gemara, Shenemar derech aniyah b'lav yom. The Pasuk says that a ship goes into the sea. Shlomo Melech in Mishlei is describing different situations that are visible, but they happen very quickly, and you could see it, and then it disappears. And one of the things that he points out is a ship in the sea. A ship in the sea, it travels, but it travels very quickly. And the Gemara is teaching us, and that's how Shlomo alluded to this halacha, that this halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, that there is no tumah on a ship, on a boat. Says the Gemara, well, how do we see that that's what Shlomo HaMelech was alluding to? Answers the Gemara, pshita. Because what was Shlomo HaMelech teaching us? That aniya belev yamhu, that the boat travels in the sea? Of course, boat travels in the sea. We don't need Chokmas Shloima to teach us that boats travel in the sea. Chokmashmon, what was he teaching us? That the boat is compared to the yam. Ma yam, tahira, just like a yam is tar, it's not makabal toma, so too will be the halacha af sfina tahira. Tanya, Chananya Amar. Chananya has a different way of understanding why a boat is not tamei. Because a boat is like a sack. A boat typically was made out of wood and had a receptacle. And we've discussed that the Torah, when it speaks about tuma on wood, the Torah says the Torah compares wood to sack. The pasuk in the Torah is a chalash yipal lemehem b'moysom yitmam because kliyetz oy beged oy or oy sack. So from there we learned that in order for wood to be able to be makabel tuma, it has to be similar to a sack. Mas sack metaltem moli v'reikon, just like a sack is movable under all circumstances, af kol metaltem moli v'reikon. So too something which is movable when it's empty and full. Lafuke comes to exclude a sfina that in metatels moli v'reikom. A boat is large, and of course it's not something that you could carry. So Tosfos asks a question. A boat does move, even when it's full. So why are we saying that a boat isn't movable? So Tosfos says that the boat moves, but it doesn't move because of itself. It moves because the water pushes it. And as the Chasam Sofer explains, Tosfos, he explains that when something is in a boat that's on the river, the boat isn't moving. It's only the water under it that's moving. So according to the Chasam Sofer, halacha lemaisa, if somebody is sitting in a wagon, somebody's sitting in a car, and there are different halachas, what may be done, what shouldn't be done, when somebody is in a moving situation. Are you considered moving? Or is it the car that's moving, is that the wagon that's moving, but not you, would be very relevant. La'aloch l'maisa. Continues the Gemara, my benayu. So now we've had two sources how we know that a boat is not makabel tuma. Shlomo HaMelech compares it to the yam, and Hananya compares it to a sack. Ask the Gemara, my benayu. Is what's the practical nafkamina between these two approaches? Answers the Gemara, ik benayu sfina shel cheres. If a boat's made out of earthenware, manda amar anibala of yam, that the pasuk is teaching us that the boat is compared to the yam, so therefore, hainami belev yamhi. This is, it doesn't make a difference what material the boat is out of, is made out of. It travels in the yam and it's compared to the yam. However, mandam kasak, the mandam that says that we're learning it from sak, so the hanach deksiv gabe sak, those materials, wood, which the Torah, as we said, connects to sak, that has to have the condition of metaltel small of reikon in there, because it can't be moved when it's full, it's not going to be mekabel tuma. Eloi, loy, avos finish l'cheres, but if it's made out of cheres, avgal deinim metaltel small of reikon, by cheres there is no such requirement. Cheres is always mekabel tuma, and therefore a boat made out of cheres will be mekabel tuma. Inami, another nafkamina will be, they used to have something called Sfinas Hayardein. The Sfinas Hayardein was a very small boat. According to the Manda Omar, that the reason a boat is not Mekabel Tuma because it's compared to the Yam, and just like the Yam is not Mekabel Tuma, this is not Mekabel Tuma. Hanami Anibalev Yamhi. This is Anibalev Yam. However, says the Gemara, Lamanda Omar, Metaltelus Mali Verekon, that the requirement is that it has to be movable. So therefore, Hanami, even if this Sfina Sayyadin will be made out of wood, Hanami metaltelus reikon moliv reikon, and therefore, according to Hananya, even a wood Sfinas Hayardein would be mekabel tuma. Dama Hananya ben Akavya, Nema Amr Sfinas Hayardein Tameya, Neshitayana Nasa Biyabasha, they used to fill up, they used to load the cargo on when it's still on the port, on the beach, or Meridin Nasa Lamayim, and then carry it into the water, because it's so easily moved. Says the Gemara, Amar Yudam Rav, La'olam al yimna adam as atzma v'esa medrash. A person should not stay away from the yeshiva, from the shir, even one day. A fil sha'achs, 1 hour. Because says the Gemara, Sherei kam shonim nishnas mishnazu. This halacha about the Sfinas Hayardein was discussed for many years in the Beis HaMedrash. For l'niskala tama, nobody was able to understand why is there a difference by the Sfinas Hayardein versus all other boats. Until he explained it. So, as the Mashal explains this Gemara, even though there was no chiddush in the halacha, but the explanation of the halacha was something new, and that's something that you don't want to miss. Along the same line, Amar Rabbi Yonasan Loylam al yimna atzmai b'beis hamedrash b'divrei Torah. A person should never separate himself from the Beis Medrash and from Divrei Torah, v'afil b'shas misa, even as he's passing away. Shenema, zois ha-Torah odom kiyomis b'moyel, afil b'shas misa. Even when a person is passing away, he should learn te'oisik b'Torah, he should learn Torah. And there's a very famous pshat in this Gemara quoted by the Meshech Chochma. The Gemara says in Masechta Brachos Daf Hei Amud Aleph, a person should always have the Yetzahara prevail on the Yetzahara. Nitzchay mutav, great. Vimlav, if he can't do that, yask b'toyra. Im nitzchay, if that works, great. Mutav, vimlav, yask lo yom ha-misa. Yom ha-misa, it will certainly get a person not to do aveira. So says the Meshech Chochma, that we would think that the purpose of learning Torah is that a person shouldn't fall into the hands of Yetzahara. And therefore, says the Gemara, that so therefore on the day of Misa, when a person's about to pass away, he doesn't have to learn Torah, because then he doesn't have to worry about the Yetzahara. Teaches us the Gemara that there's a independent value in learning Torah, and has nothing to do just with prevailing over the Yetzer Hara. Yeah, a person has to learn Torah because that's what we're here for. And therefore, even on the Yom HaMisa, where the issue of the Yetzer Hara is not here, we still have to learn Torah. The Torah only could succeed by somebody who's ready to give up his life for the Torah. Shnema zoysa Torah Adam kiyamis ba'oil. So of course, explains the Ben Yoda, that the Gemara doesn't mean that a person should be ma'is nefesh, they should die for the Torah. But it means is that if a person that wants to succeed in learning, he has to be ready to give up everything for his life for Torah. And if he has to put in a lot of effort into his learning. I saw, he says, that if you take the word Torah and you look at the letters of the word, of the letters of the alabays before the word Torah, you come up with the word Shkida. Shkida means Hasmada. Somebody who wants to succeed in learning, he has to be a masmid. He has to learn all the time. Another pshat that I saw is that if a person wants to succeed in learning, he has to consider himself while he's learning, like he's not here anymore, like he's dead. There's a famous story with the Shar Ephraim, who was a very wealthy man, and of course he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, Torah v'gdula b'makom echad. And he used to have a time every day where he learned, and he could not be disturbed. And his wife managed his business affairs. One day, there was a very big deal on the table, that his wife did not feel she could make the decision without her husband's involvement. So she knocked on the door to ask him the question, and he didn't open the door. And he just didn't open the door, and she was upset when he finally came out. I rarely disturb you. Why didn't you open the door? So he said, and what would have been if I was not here anymore? If I was not here anymore, then you couldn't have asked me. When I'm learning, look at me that way. Another pshat that I saw is that we know that when we speak about Misa, we speak about when we do something for a person who's no longer here, it's called a chesed shel emes, because it's a chesed that cannot be paid back. So what we're learning in this Gemara is that the Divrei Yisrael explains that when a person's learning Torah, he should learn Torah like the chesed we do with a mace. He should learn Torah, he should teach Torah, and teach Torah without any expectation of remuneration. He should learn Torah, Torah's chesed. And when you have a combination of Torah, which is both Torah and has in it chesed as well, that is a Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for.